Antonio Ramos is the mining investigator for the Spanish Environmental Coalition called Ecologists in Action. For 13 years, he's been monitoring a string of copper mines near the city of Sevilla. He says the mines have had trouble with pollution, including the Cobre Las Cruces copper mine. Through an interpreter in a telephone interview last week from Spain, Ramos says that mining company allowed arsenic and other heavy metals to get into a water aquifer for the city of 700,000 people.
The water is used as a reserve for Sevilla, for the city of Sevilla.
Strategic reserve.
In case of an emergency.
So no one's been injured by this?
Hasta ahora nadie se ha enfermado.
No, hasta ahora nadie se ha enfermado.
No, so far.
Now the Sevilla Ministry of Justice is moving forward with two charges against former Cobre Las Cruces general manager and current Gugibec Taconite president Bill Williams. Two other company executives not associated with GTAC have also been charged. The first charge carries up to 3 years in prison and the second charge 2 to 5 years. In another media interview, Williams downplayed the charges because they originated from environmental groups against mining. Ramos doesn't see it that way.
No, está equivocado, William. Dígale que me está ofendiendo y me está molestando.
Cierto.
Con esa idea.
He says that the very offensive statement from Williams. He's fine with the mines as long as they are, you know, follow the rules.
GTAC spokesman Bob Seitz says Williams doesn't want to talk about the charges in case it does go to trial, but he says this shouldn't affect the proposed Pinoki Range open pit mine in Ashland and Iron Counties.
The process going on in Spain is a different company, a different process, a different kind of mining. What we're doing is investigating and gathering data to come up with a plan for a mining operation that would come under Wisconsin and United States law. Through the EPA and the DNR have a lot of regulations in place to protect groundwater and surface water.
But in a home video from 2 years ago posted on an anti-mining website, Williams is telling a group at the Ashland Deepwater Grill that he supports the technology used in the Cobre Las Cruces mine. You'll also hear him deny that there was any contamination from that mine. This is Williams questioned by a member of the audience.
Where are they using it?
Yeah.
Spain.
Where in Spain?
North, about 18 kilometers of Sevilla.
Cobre
Las Cruces.
What's the
Wait
problem?
A minute. That's the one that you had to have an outside guy come in and supervise because the water quality was so crappy?
No, that's not the one.
Yeah,
you're reading it on the wrong mind. You've got to go to the internet and open up the right stuff.
Even though Williams left Cobre Las Cruces 3 years ago, Ramos says he's culpable because he designed the system as a way to save mining costs that caused the alleged pollution.
You know what happened when they was opening the pozos.
Ramos hopes northern Wisconsin won't have to go through the same battle or contamination.
Pero por favor, no permitan que hagan ahí en Estados Unidos el crimen industrial que han hecho aquí.
He is only asking that we don't do the same here. The United States, what he did there, don't allow him.
Ecology in Action legal director Isidoro Nunez says no trial date has been set and that so far all appeals have been rejected. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.